Welcome to Church at Home this Mission Sunday. Just before we jump into the Word of God, I want to encourage you to take a moment and head over to the announcements segment right at the very end. Our creative art dancers have ministered a powerful dance that you need to be seeing today. You'll love it. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6, and then verses 8 and 9 from the Message Bible. How blessed is God, and what a blessing He is. He's the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in Him. Long before He laid down earth's foundations, He had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of His love, to be made whole and holy by His love. Long, long ago, He decided to adopt us into His family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure He took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of His lavish gift-giving by the hand of His beloved Son. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans He took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ. Please notice the following words that appear in the passages of our text today. The words pleasure, delight, celebration, lavish gift giving. Now, one thing comes through very clear in these amazing passages, and that is God our Father encountered such immense joy in focusing His love on us by giving His Son Jesus to die on the cross and rise again. Such joy filled our Father's heart in providing our salvation, adopting us into His family, and taking us to the high places of blessing in Jesus Christ. Today's message, this Mission Sunday, focused on the joy of giving. Focused on the joy of giving. It was 1 year ago that we as a church filled out our Mission Faith commitment cards, having no idea what 2020 would bring. The last 7 months have been unlike any we've ever faced, presenting such challenges. But God, oh, but God, how faithful God has been to us. And we just want to take a moment right now and say, NLC, you have been stellar, absolutely stellar. We commend you for staying the course these many, many months through the uncharted waters that we've traveled and journeyed. Over the past 3 Sundays, we have shared reports of projects that we have been able to meet through our Mission Faith commitment giving, even in the midst of this pandemic. Absolutely amazing. God bless you and thank you. Now let's focus on the joy of giving. Perhaps for some of us, especially in this season, giving could be viewed as an occasion for sadness rather than an occasion for gladness. Today, let's be reminded as we review the joy of giving by focusing on a church that had learned the secret of joyful, liberal financial giving. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 10 from the Passion Translation. My heart overflows with joy when I think of how you showed your love to me by your financial support of my ministry. For even though you have so little, you still continue to help me at every opportunity. As Paul the Apostle wrote this letter to the church at Philippi, he was under house arrest in Rome. When the Philippian church heard of Paul's imprisonment, they sent Epaphroditus to visit and to encourage Paul. Epaphroditus arrived with words of affection from this church, which Paul had planted, as well as a financial gift of support to Paul the Apostle. He wrote them back, expressing his joy. He wanted them to remain strong in their faith, realizing that although he was in chains for the gospel, God was still in control. And Paul joyously proclaimed the truth of the gospel remained unchanged. In his letter to the Philippians, the word joy, or its derivative, occurs nearly 20 times. Now, coming from an itinerant missionary imprisoned for his faith, joy would be the last attitude that one would expect. But church, true joy arises above unfavorable and disheartening circumstances. True joy keeps us on an even keel, no matter how happy or sad we might feel. Now, let's focus on a few ways that giving makes us joyful people. A few ways that giving makes us a joyful person. Philippians chapter 4, verse 10, the first part of that verse from the NIV, Paul said, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me." Notice that. You have renewed your concern for me. The first way that giving makes us a joyful person is that giving revives our concern for those in need. It revives our concern for those in need. The word renewed here means to revive, but it also means to thrive and to flourish. The word portrays trees or plants, which though they seem dead in the winter season, they revive and flourish again in the spring season. Now, in following God, when we encounter a winter season, as it were, our tendency is to focus inward. When we encounter a winter season, enthusiasm can begin to wilt. The desire to reach out, the desire to stay involved can begin to wither. We draw our resources to ourselves. We begin to focus on us. We begin to focus on ourselves to get through this season. I read this week of a rich man who sought help from a wise counselor. The counselor led the wealthy man to a window in his office that overlooked the street below. And he said to the man, "Tell me, what do you see?" The man said, "I see people." The counselor then led the man to a mirror. And he said, "Tell me what you see." The man said, "I see myself." The counselor went on to explain that a mirror is a piece of glass, just like the window that the man looked out of. But there's one difference between that window and the mirror. The mirror has been covered with silver. No sooner than a little silver is added, the counselor explained, and you cease to see others, and you see only yourself. Giving takes the focus off ourselves and puts it onto someone or something else. As we focus on the needs of others and we give, and we can give in various ways, in all kinds of ways. As we give to help meet those needs, we experience joy. It's one of the great ways that giving makes us a joyful person. The second way is found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11. "I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances." I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. Secondly, giving teaches us contentment. The second way that giving makes us joyful people is that giving teaches us contentment. Paul did not want this church to think that his joy rested on whether he had money. Oh no, Paul had schooled himself to be satisfied with whatever he had. He had joy in his life, not because his pocketbook was full, but because he learned contentment. Paul believed that whether you were naked or clothed, whether you were hungry or filled, whether you were rich or poor, if you had the Lord in your life, you had everything you needed. You see, church, our consumer-oriented society pressures us to place too much value on material things to the point that our joy is often based on how much we have. So what is contentment? Contentment is not simply trimming down your desires. Oh no, contentment means living with a sense of God's adequacy, a conviction that God is more than enough for any need that we might have. Thirdly and finally, the third way that giving makes us a joyful person is found in chapter 4 and verse 15, the latter part of that verse. When I left Macedonia, no church assembly entered into partnership with me and opened up a debit and credit account in giving and receiving except you only. Thirdly, giving makes us partners in ministry. You entered into partnership with me, Paul said to this great church. Giving makes us partners in ministry. Each time we give to the Lord's work, we partner with one another to help advance the kingdom. And that exciting thought releases joy afresh in our hearts. It's through our giving that we help spread the gospel. It's through our giving that we meet people's needs. Through our giving, we assist people in growing spiritually. Through our giving, we enable the church to shine as God's light in the world as we partner together. Such privileges fill our hearts with great joy. And indeed, it has been a privilege, a great privilege, to partner together this past year in our mission, faith, commitment, giving. And for those of you unfamiliar with this term, it's pretty much self-explanatory. Mission, faith, commitment is a yearly prayerful commitment each of us make by faith to provide resources for our mission endeavors, both locally and beyond. Now, I just want to take a moment and stop and say to you, Nairobi Lighthouse, thank you. Thank you, guys. I mean, your giving has been absolutely remarkable. You are the best of the best. Absolutely amazing. Well done. God bless you. This is how I would like to challenge us in the year going forward. I ask we all pray afresh. All of us turn to the Lord and pray for an amount that we're believing to give. If you can carry on with last year's commitment, that would be awesome. If an adjustment is needed, please do so. We look forward to, once again, partnering together for advancing God's mission in the year ahead. And as we do, the joy of giving will truly continue to be ours. Let's pray together. Lord, as you by your Holy Spirit have ministered your word to our hearts today, how would you have me respond? How would you desire me to respond, O God? What would you have me do, my Father? I ask you to impart a renewed passion to give of myself, my resources from a heart of concern for others, that I might grow in a greater contentment and that I might continue to partner together with my brothers and my sisters to advance your mission. And what joy awaits me, my Father? What joy awaits us? Oh God, thank you for settling on me as the focus of your love. And thank you for helping me extend that love to so many others who need it. In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. Now just before we finish, perhaps you are an individual and you have not known that God our Father settled on you as the focus of his love. He did so by sending Jesus Christ for you to die on a cross and to rise again. God loves you so much. He has such an awesome plan for your life. You know that your life is meant for so much more. And God's greatest joy will come to his heart when you, from your heart, make a decision to turn your life over to him. If you're ready to enter a relationship with Jesus Christ, or if you would like to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, please call or text the number that's at the bottom of your screen. We'd love to hear from you, love to pray with you, love to minister to you. God bless you.